Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support WrestleTalk!
Donate on Patreon. What's next for Kevin Owens? I'm Ollie Davis. This is El Fagador Laurie Blake. Welcome to Wrestle Ramble, where it's a very special day, Laurie.
Is it?
It's All In Day!
Oh, I thought it was my birthday.
Oh, no, is it?
No.
When is your birthday? Do you want to say this on a...
It's in January sometime.
Okay, okay.
It's fine. We'll get...
Late January?
When we get to late January.
Royal Rumble time.
Guesses in when...
Okay.
Yeah. Answers on a postcard.
Got about 10, 11 dates to play with there. So yes, it's All In Day. Before we get to the Kevin Owens discussion, you did your predictions video.
I did indeed.
I assume that's gone up.
Hopefully.
Because we're recording this in advance.
At this point, I haven't edited it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is quite a historic day.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be, it's going to be momentous. Either as a success or a failure. It doesn't matter. The history has been made now.
But I feel like this is already a success no matter what.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
The talent on the card are incapable of... Unless you've got crazy high expectations. Yeah. There are enough matches there. The talent pool is so deep that it's going to be good. Even if a lot of men are phoning it in.
I think might be a failure isn't even, it's not even to do with the wrestling, it's to do with the production aspect of it and,
sure,
and the video,
sure.
Stuff like, you know, maybe that goes wrong because who's done it, who's out of these people who've making this have done it in a 10,000 seater arena before, like, you know?
Yeah, like even the Ring of Honors, who I imagine would be quite heavily involved production wise, they would lean on just because of the connections and contracts there. Yeah, even ROH have not done a 10,000 seater ever.
No, absolutely. And it's just those things of like placement of cameras and all that kind of stuff. So maybe that stuff could end up being on the jankier end of things. Who are we to talk from the murder room? But
we can throw stones in our little weird glass.
We don't even
house.
Have glass on our house. We're in a burnt out greenhouse we live
but
in.
But we do have a giant skylight in this room that we've been forced into for the next month. But we do have a new place where we're going. And yeah, that has caused us problems.
It has indeed.
Where at the start of the video, everything will be fine. But at the end, it'll look like I'm slowly being engulfed by a nuclear blast with my face overexposed.
We're in sunshine.
Have you got a match you're looking forward to most out of All In?
Ooh. I mean, I'm looking forward to like Kenny Omega versus Pentagon.
That's amazing.
There is no way that can be a bad match. That's just. I think also Cody versus Nick Aldis is going to be
good. I think that's going to have the most emotion to it.
Yeah, and I think that probably is going to be the main event.
Yes.
Like, realistically, I think, it, depending on the booking, that should be the main event. Because if Cody does pick up the win, it obviously is such a big deal and would be the kind of perfect fairy tale ending to All In, really, to see Cody lifting that title that his dad used to hold and becoming the first ever father-son duo to hold it.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
That's a stat. Huh. Yeah, that would be very nice. I've got two, and even including those ones you said, I think is it Young Bucks and
Ibushi
versus
Rey
Mysterio,
Rey Phoenix
and Jushin Thunder,
Bandido.
I think that's going to be incredible. I love a six man tag. I think that's going
to
be incredible.
I mean, it is the perfect combination of people for it to be an absolute spot fest just incredible proportions.
Well, so and. Speaking of Spotfest, my other pick, and this was mainly because the Wrestling Observer got me very hyped for it on today's episode, was because Meltzer said, he said that his sleeper hit is Joey Janela versus Hangman Page.
Yes.
Because those are two men who are insane. And Meltzer even said, I'm pretty sure there's balconies at the Sears Centre. And you got to think, like, this is a big show, lots of eyes.
Yeah, they're gonna pull out all of the stops. And I think
if
Vince talks about moments for WWE pay-per-views, this is going to be one big long 2 hour long moment or whatever it is. Is it 2 hour, 3 hour? 3 hour moment.
Ten matches is quite a lot to cram into.
One hour pre-show.
Yes.
And then a 3 hour pay-per-view maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I would have preferred fewer matches and a shorter duration.
I guess the problem is though, because you might like shorter, like that stuff, but they don't have any story bits here. Like, because everyone's been drafted in from everywhere else, there's not a lot on the line in terms of just progression. It's not like a WWE pay-per-view where you can go, well, these guys have had this feud for this long and these people have done this and this has happened. Like, it all is a bit more just like, this is just a match for this thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I guess you'd have more matches there to fill up the sort of idea that, you know, there's not really as much story behind it.
I get what you're saying, but I think I'm getting this right. When tickets went on sale, no matches were actually announced. So it's not like people have bought tickets because they want to see this match. They know the talent that's going to be there. So there's no real need to make it a 10-match card.
Oh, so what are you taking away then? What would you take out of this card?
Because each match does give something different. You've got the women's four-way. You've got the... I really want to see Stephen Amell versus Christopher Daniels. I'm really excited for that because it's got like that... And like, isn't that... That's the geek version of Vince's old idea of, well, you got to book a celebrity match. And you've got, the star of Arrow there, who's a wrestling nerd himself. I think one of the criticisms at WWE is that they never book for our kind of fan. They book for, like, what they think is a mainstream fan. And I feel like...
They probably don't sit in murder rooms.
No. Well, a different kind. Literal ones. I think they're going to book... Like, Cody and the Young Bucks are going to book with fan service in mind.
Yeah,
they understand their audience very well, and we happen to be their audience, and I have complete faith and trust in them. I'm very excited.
I think it's wicked.
We might not be able to review it until Monday in this format.
Yeah.
But I'm at a bar crawl right now. My annual 12 pints in 12 pubs slogfest in honor of the World's End. And you're at a wedding.
I'm at a wedding, yeah.
So getting in tomorrow.
In Dorset.
Yeah.
Where we currently don't actually have anywhere to stay because that fell through today. Mm. But not today,
Saturday. Thursday,
today, Saturday, in the talking ahead sense, in Thursday. So we've got to go tomorrow, which is Friday. So I don't know. I might be at a wedding. I might be at home.
So I'm going to attempt to come in and record something very hungover on Sunday. But if not, we'll do the full review on Monday. But Kevin Owens!
I'd love to see a low-energy Ollie Davis doing...
There is no such thing.
...doing hungover. I saw you at Luke's stag do, just wearing a robe for however many days.
What goes on Luke's stag do stays on Luke's stag do, like the strips of his pubic hair. So, Kevin Owens, what is going to happen next? He, of course, quit WWE this week. You very optimistically said, or like thought, this might be real.
I just said if anyone was going to do it that
fantasy booking.
If it was anyone going to do it that way, it would be Kevin Owens, as he is the master of just keeping in character the whole time, and his character pretty much hasn't changed since the indies. So
yeah, and that they have apart from that weird Face of America time that we don't talk about.
But I didn't mind that.
He's gone pretty far down the attention to detail route. He's been moved to the alumni page on WWE's website, which they did the last time he quit the company with Sami Zayn, was fired actually back in March. Mm-hmm. He has sort of blanked out all of his tweets on Twitter. Has he changed his name back to Kevin Steen there?
Oh, I've not seen that yet.
Maybe.
No.
And he's also relisted his merchandise on Pro Wrestling Tees as Kevin Steen. Which is
I'm going to look it up.
You've really gotten into Twitter since you've become El Fakador.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're a self-declared no Twitter man.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
And now you just love the attention.
I don't mind doing it specifically for something. Mm.
But not for yourself.
No, I wouldn't.
Just as a character.
I'm not very good at tweeting, is I think the main thing.
Don't put yourself down.
Oh.
But yeah, so Pro Wrestling Tees is a shop, an online shop, where a lot of independent wrestlers sell their merchandise, and WWE don't work with them. So the first thing you do if you leave WWE is you usually start up your Pro Wrestling Tees store, like Jimmy Jacobs did. Did he change his name?
Well, no, so his at is still Fight Owens Fight. His name on Twitter currently is just a full stop. So nice. Maybe he has, yeah. I don't know.
So that's what happened. But all the reports that have come out are quite clearly saying this is all a work. Owens recently re-signed.
Yeah.
Like, I never believed he'd actually quit because, you know, I'm smart. But there's quite a few proposals
there's
of
options,
what to do with
there,
it.
Yeah.
So one report was from Barn Burner's podcast, was that there's an idea on the table for bringing him back as a Paul Heyman guy.
Would love that.
There's I read somewhere else today, I can't remember where, that it was Sports Illustrated, that there's speculation he could come back as a full-on babyface, which would, you know, it would be an interesting swerve for his character because he's always been a heel.
He was a face when he came out to celebrate with Sami Zayn, wasn't he?
Yeah, for that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he debuted as a face and he celebrated with Sami as a face.
And then turned on him
and
immediately.
And turned on him pretty quickly. So yeah, for the first 2 hours of his WWE career, he was a face.
I mean, he's such a good heel though. It would be the same as turning the Miz face. It would be such a waste of someone who is legitimately brilliant at that one thing.
Well, so I would agree with you, but the first time, so I got familiar with Kevin Steen as he was back then in the Ring of Honor days, and they did this incredible storyline where I think it was he lost a match to El Generico. Don't know where Generico's gone since. And Steen had to leave the company, and they legit kept him out for a year. So he didn't appear on ROH TV for a year. And occasionally, every couple of weeks, you'll get a guy in the crowd with a sign that's like behind Kevin Kelly doing a bit toward it, like to the camera. He goes, "Sign Kevin Steen!" Like that. And Kevin Kelly will go, no, cut. And they're cut. And it'd be so well done. And apparently this was all Jim Cornette. Cornette had the book back then, and he was really committed to, you can't be here for a year. Mm. And there was some actual tension there. Cornette and Owens didn't get on very well. Stuff about his body shape, about his attitude backstage, Cornette was not a fan of. But it created this kind of renegade anti-hero in Owens, or Steen as he was. And when he came back, oh my God, the pop was enormous, to the extent where Davey Richards, who was being pushed as the face of the company, but the fans kind of turned against in a Roman Reigns way, when Steen came back, which was just around the same time that The Rock was doing some promos on Raw, and like Steen was on top of this balcony. I think it was at the Hammersmith Ballroom. And he even goes like, "Now I'm trending worldwide," which is what The Rock used to say. It was a great promo. And for like the next couple of months, he was this really cool tweener against Davey Richards, who was slowly morphing into more of a tweener himself.
I could definitely see that sort of like, if we leant back onto the sort of prize fighter champion aspect of his character that he's always had anyway. I think I think the Kevin Owens that came out to prove himself to John Cena, while he was definitely a heel in NXT, that kind of, I'm just coming out to prove myself and have a big match and show you that NXT is better than this. Like, that kind of attitude, I think, would work really well. I just want to prove that I'm better than you. I just want to win the championships because I want more money for my kids. That kind of stuff that he's always done as part of his character.
Yeah.
Lean on that. And then, I don't make him sympathetic, but make him popular and, not, he doesn't have to cheat to win. He just wants to be better and prove that he's the best.
And you don't have all these bits where, like, get rid of the comedy. And it's a shame because he's good at comedy.
He's really
But
funny.
That's not the best use of him. You want him to, when he was Universal Champion, that's when he should be running through people and be this really dominating top guy. But he wasn't. He was Chris Jericho's straight man in an act where a list was over and not the Universal Champion. And that was all just filler for Goldberg eventually. Yeah, I think that's whatever happens to Owens, I think the main thing that should be that they treat him seriously when he comes back. That's the main thing that I want to see.
Yeah, I think because he's That's he's witty enough to be funny at the expense of the other people.
Yes.
He doesn't have to be like he's funny at the expense of himself in the, so like those backstage bits where there was the one he filmed when he was at a live event. And it's him on the phone. He takes a fan's phone and he films this whole bit where he's watching everyone's entrances and trying to get closer to them. And then Braun Strowman comes out and he's like taunting Braun Strowman. And then he has to run away and he's taunting Roman when Roman's on the turnbuckle and stuff. And all of this stuff, he was making the joke that, you know, he was having fun with them, but making the joke that he's too much of a coward to actually go and say it properly to their face. He's just trying to sneak around filming them. He, yeah, I think just booking him as someone who can... and did on his like main one of the first things he did like in the main roster stuff like beat John Cena and then had to lose to him properly on telly the next week to keep Cena the myth of Cena alive. But you know, as this guy, he could legitimately just be a Universal Champion without having to cheat, without having to make silly jokes. But he can also then make jokes at the expense of the other people who are below him.
Yeah.
Because he's so good on the mic. He like in a sort of slanging match, he would win.
Yeah. Yeah, like he's a great promo and you don't have to make him an out and out comedy guy to bring that natural wit through, like you said. So as a babyface or as a Paul Heyman guy, or maybe, you know, a mixture of both. there's the argument that because Owens is such a good promo, why put him with Heyman? And the answer to that is CM Punk. But Punk and Heyman were excellent together. Sometimes you can make an act beyond the sum of its parts, and that could be with Owens and Heyman.
Exactly. He doesn't need Heyman to talk for him, but he can have Heyman hype him up and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you could almost do a very subtle shift there and have him be less funny on the mic and stuff. And then you could have Heyman being out there talking for him and Kevin being like, no, I'm serious now.
Yeah,
and then he could be that serious Kevin Owens, and you'd have Heyman doing it. And then when they break up, or whatever happens down the line, you know, Owens can just go back to talking for himself. It's fine. He's flexible and he's versatile, and I think he can. There's lots of stuff he can do.
And there's an element.
Hopefully, he gets really jacked like Dean Ambrose as well in the time.
But still
off.
With the paunch.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same.
No,
he'd have to stop doing the cannonball, and I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, but it'd look weird without the paunch. The cannonball. That's the center of gravity that gives it so much
the,
momentum.
What was it from? Who was it in Hook that did it?
The
little fat character who actually legitimately turned into a ball on Hook. Bangarang.
Yeah. Isn't he the cool one?
No, that's Rufio. Well, they all say Bangarang, but Rufio is the cool one.
Yeah.
And then there's a fat one.
And back to anyway. Kevin Owens. I think the good thing...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If he went with Paul Heyman, would be he'd get a bit of the Brock Lesnar rub. You know, where does Paul Heyman go after Brock?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, whoever it is going to be like, unless it's... you know, Curtis Axel and they try and do that act again actually happened, then this it could be a bigger deal.
Well, I think that's the thing, is like, yeah, the Paul Heyman pairing here says implicitly that Kevin Owens is a top guy. Paul has only been associated recently with some of the very best acts in WWE and guys who quickly rise to the top.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, he gets to bask in that glory, to pinch a phrase from Keith Lee. Yeah, he gets to bask in that if he just joins up with Heyman, and people will just go, oh, I get that this guy is a big deal now.
Especially, yeah, it revamps the character.
It does, yeah, absolutely. Appeal. Because, you know, Heyman comes out and says this stuff. Owens gets a big pop because he quit and he's gone away for a while, hopefully. And obviously he ended on a massive high with that match with Seth Rollins, which was incredible. Yeah, and I think this whole combination of things will be an incredible moment to have him return.
And I would have him, like, not even in the Intercontinental title picture. I would want him in that act going straight back to the Universal title, because he's another guy who never got his rematch when he lost it to Goldberg.
Yeah, I think that's how we walk out. Yeah.
So, yeah, they could wrangle it that way. And then I would, you know, I think the time would be right to put the belt back on Owens.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, but from what I've read, they want to keep the belt on Reigns. That's a long-term thing. Hooray.
Because it worked out so well when they had a long-term champion last time.
Mm. Well, at least he's around.
Well, yeah, I guess. But the thing is, so they've been teasing. There have been posters or leaked promo materials for matches and shows down the line that have said Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. So I don't know if the plans have changed there because now Owens has done this, or if it's going to be a very short quitting that he's done. He'll be back within a month. I hope they keep him out for a couple of months. Like, I hope they keep him off screens for like 3 months or something. Have him return more towards WrestleMania time.
Wow. Or Survivor Series would be the next one.
Oh yes, or Survivor Series. Like, I mean a WrestleMania returned with Heyman to be like, oh no, I want my rematch.
Yeah.
At Mania. Like,
that'd be pretty badass.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Should we do some crap gimmicks though? Crap Gimmicks is a segment where you, the SWAF Nation, send in awful wrestling gimmick ideas, and we decide whether we want to sign them to the crap gimmick roster. They have to just be, you know, terrible.
Well, they have to be the perfect mix of crap. They can't be too crap.
They have to be well thought out.
Yeah,
crap.
Otherwise they're out.
Yeah, so first
we don't want crap. We want good crap.
Yeah, like consistent, logically thought out feces.
No one wants consistent crap. Well, no, you do want consistent crap, yeah.
Yeah.
We want people who've been having fruit and fibre for their ideas, that kind of, you know.
Yeah, we want a lot of prunes.
Prune juice.
To go into this. So Kane Ashton says, Dear Luke and Ollie. Dear Luke, Ollie and Laurie.
Yeah, these are the name you're missing there.
Dear Luke and Ollie. Forgot you were here. Got a crap gimmick for you here, inspired by 80s cartoons such as G.I. Joe. When I thought of the oldest kind of gimmick, a few are quite as fascinating to me as nationality gimmicks, which is weird. We don't have a foreign heel at all.
Or a patriot. No foreign heels.
I'm from this place and I have a particular set of customs and a different culture. So rather than fill up your roster with multiple patriot acts, I give you Washington. The only patriot gimmick you will need. He is of Herculean physique and He-Man-esque in his appearance, kitted out in guile from Street Fighter, like attire. What's guile?
Guile is the guy with the tall blonde hair who goes Sonic Boom.
Finally,
he wears camo pants.
Okay.
And a vest top.
Finally, he has a full-face boxing-style mask with the star-spangled banner printed across the front. Carrying out his duties as a true red, white, and blue American hero, by which, of course, I mean needlessly targeting and victimizing other members of the locker room that he believes to be commies. Fearlessly and proudly walking...
We're going back there, are we?
Proudly walking to the ring to much fanfare and the sounds of a 1984-style anthem devoted solely to him and his valiant efforts to purge the Red Menace from the crap gimmick division. Finally, his finishing move, a vertical suplex power driver, he calls Manifest Destiny. That's enough rambling from me. I'll leave that to you guys. So, flipping the sort of foreign heel act on its head. This is a domestic heel. It's America gone crazy.
It's not called a domestic heel at that point, is it? It's called a
heel.
No. Well, you know, if foreign heels are the equivalent to terrorists, then domestic heels would just be...
Domestic terrorists?
No, that's not what they call them in America. What's they that? Just call them gunmen. Crazed gunmen.
Crazed... Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this would be a... I like the idea that he's got this quite outdated mission of going after commies.
He thinks Reagan's still president.
Yeah. So you could, that could be a nice wrinkle to his character. I like the look. Kane actually sent in this guy rendered in a sort of 2K character. He looked pretty badass.
I like it. I think it's I like the flip. If you play into it well, I think it could work. It's actually quite a good gimmick rather than a crap gimmick.
Yeah, that's
gimmick
the
that
problem.
Point.
It could actually be
a very good social commentary.
Yeah. And crap gimmick wrestling is not the place for that.
No, we don't want that.
In classic feuds against WrestleBot 1000 and the Fishmonger. So next up from Baruch Scott, or Baruch Scott? I am here. So he's written this in kayfabe as the advocate for the gimmick.
Okay.
I am here representing my client. The next big thing in crap gimmick wrestling. The best worst thing in wrestling today. I am the agent... for Justin Timberbieber. Let me give it to you straight. This kid is one of the most talented wrestlers you have ever seen. This kid has the mat wrestling, the high-flying moves, and the strikes necessary to be your world champion. There's just one problem. I have to tell you because I'm an honest man, and I don't want to hide anything from you if I ever have another client looking to sign with you. You see, Justin hates wrestling. His father, Mr. Timberbieber, is the one who forces his son to wrestle. You see, Mr. Timberbieber suffered a career-ending injury at 21, something about a Spanish fly off the apron. Mr. Timberbieber travels with his son, managing him. Mr. Timberbieber seems to love the spotlight his son gets. His son can't say anything since he's only 16. Huh. I don't know if we can sign just labour laws. This might be an automatic disqualification.
Well, it's difficult. I mean, if they only did 1 hour a week, it might be all right.
Yeah, with the parent.
And their parent's going to be there, yeah. And you'll probably sign the release form.
Well, that kind of opens up a whole children's division. Just recklessly endangering kids.
It's difficult to get the live shows going there, then. They just have to be there for the house.
Just be like 205, only on the network. Mm. Justin never wanted to be a wrestler. Since he was six, he's always wanted to be a singer and a rapper. His singing is... fine. He sings his own entrance music and cuts promos by freestyle rapping about his opponents. He loves to reference pop music while wrestling. His taunts are dance moves. His finisher is the MC Hammerlock DDT, where he calls for it by doing the Hammer Time dance move before locking the Hammerlock DDT in. Justin and his father fight sometimes, even during matches, but I assure you, Mr. Timberbieber won't be too much of a problem. I don't know what that means. So this last bit, he's put in brackets, I'm now out of character. So this is just a normal email now. This isn't him as the advocate for Timberbieber. So I just wanted to list some other moves and puns and jokes that I had for the character.
He's got a very different voice.
He can throw his opponent to the corner and then moonwalks to elbow them. That's quite a good bit. Mr. Timberbieber is a heel, finding ways to cheat to get Justin to win. Justin is a face, mostly because he doesn't care if he loses. I'd like to clarify that while Justin is wrestling, you can tell he doesn't enjoy it. But whenever he's dancing or singing, he has a smile on his face. Justin calls himself the King of Pop-Up Power Bombs. Pop. King of Pop. Pop. King of Pop-Up Power Bombs. What do you reckon of Timberbieber?
I feel like it's two gimmicks in one. I feel like it's... I really like the pushy parent gimmick, though. That's quite fun, I think. You could have done that with Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle at some point down the line, if anyone ever believed that Kurt Angle was Jason Jordan's dad, if that eventually happened. And now he's injured, we'll never know, maybe. Mm. I think the pushy parent thing is quite fun. I like the idea of someone who's actually clearly like okay at wrestling, but doesn't want to be... because someone's pushing him into it. That might be quite a fun thing to play with. I also quite like the Timberbieber.
Yeah, you see, I keep hearing it as
Timber Beaver, which...
Yes, different character.
Beavers like timber, so it works.
I liked the pop side of things more.
I bet you did.
Yeah. I thought that could be...
Oh, Wrestling Media Con coming up, is it? Suddenly had a couple of dance lessons, have we?
I like the idea of a heel Justin Bieber... character.
Mm.
Kind of like Elias, but 20, 20 years old.
Mm.
He's got the whole YouTube fame thing behind him. Empathize.
That's a little bit like what Leo Rush is doing, sort of, but in a different style. Like, he's obviously not a dancer and all that kind of stuff, but he's doing the sort of, I'm really young, but I'm really good, and he's going for that sort of young, almost sort of rap music aesthetic.
Because he's 14, isn't he?
14, yeah. Yeah.
And lastly, the last...
He'll grow into it.
Is from someone who didn't identify themselves, but their email name is I'm a Freaking Hedgehog.
Hedgehog is spelled wrong.
Yeah. John Paul the Pope. This is kind of a controversial lineup. We've got an American critiquing patriot gimmick.
Bieber. Just Bieber.
That's just controversy.
The most controversial.
And now the head honcho of the Roman Catholic Church. So this is John Paul.
There's nothing controversial about the Roman Catholic Church. They've never done anything.
But D'Angelo De Niro, back in TNA, was called the Pope. But that was more of like a pimpin' Pope. That classic.
Like a Godfather style.
Yeah. The Pope enters the ring on the back of a car inside a bulletproof container driven by one of his followers. The Pope is the biggest babyface in all of crap gimmick wrestling. His finisher is called the Exorcism, and there's a chokehold on the floor while he screams, "Get out" in Hebrew, like how exorcisms are performed in real life. When he wins a match, he kneels in front of his opponent's head and he is handed a dish of water. He then baptizes the defeated opponent. Then he exits the arena by being strapped into a harness and is lifted into the rafters. In interviews, the Pope always says that he will win because he has God on his side.
Oh, is that the end of it? So
yeah,
it's quite short.
A lot going on there.
I mean, I quite like it.
Well, see, I didn't like it until the visual of after every match.
He does a little...
He gets lifted into the rafters, preferably with a jetpack.
He shouldn't baptise them. He should do the last rites.
Yeah. So that's more of an exorcist gimmick than the Pope himself, isn't
yeah.
it? The Cardinal. Because then you get to... It's all in red.
Mm.
Like the Imperial Kingsguard.
Yeah, that would...
His personal guard.
That would work. Yeah.
This is why Luke usually chooses crap gimmicks.
I mean, yeah, the thing is with the Pope, otherwise it's just a bit of a controversy magnet, isn't it, really?
Well, that's what crap gimmick wrestling needs for the ratings.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And he's just... His ultimate enemy is the Boston Globe.
Yes. A big heel storyline.
The spotlight section.
But he's a face. He's the ultimate baby face, I'm a Freaking Hedgehog, is proposing here.
Mm.
Who doesn't love the Pope? So, any of those three, I think Timber Bieber is probably the best out of the bunch, but even he's a bit complicated.
He's not sure what he wants to be.
Mm. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to sign any this week. You?
That's a no from me, no.
Sorry, folks. So, the mailbag. People have been getting in touch with Luke's email address, which I have the login for.
Watch a little video of him rafting earlier.
Yeah, so it seems Luke...
shouldn't give us his work email.
Seems Luke gave, wherever he is, because he's journeying around Canada. He seems to have done a little... What do you call that? Like a river rapids
excursion.
Rafting experience.
Yeah.
And they emailed him the...
Video.
The video.
From his GoPro. We've watched it.
We watched two seconds
that
download.
Was all downloaded. So, yeah.
So that was fun. But Eden emailed in, will 2019 be good for WWE and crap gimmick wrestling? Who will be the top star in both companies?
Ooh. Well, I think crap gimmick wrestling will have a good 2019.
Yeah.
As ever.
Can only go from strength to strength.
Yeah, it's got a very strong roster, especially now that the Pope didn't make it.
Diluting it down. I would say I'm a big WrestleBot 1000 guy.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd push him as the top guy. In CG dub.
I'm with a fishmonger. Because you give me the right coat, I also look like a fisherman.
What about WWE? Roman Reigns?
Oh, the top star booked. Okay, well, Reigns is still going to have, at least until WrestleMania, a very strong year, probably after that. If the rumours are believed to be true. On the other brand, maybe Joe.
Mm.
Maybe Joe. I don't know if AJ's time is up yet. I think...
AJ's, he's had it for a long time.
AJ's, yeah, I think they're pushing him to beat CM Punk. He's coming up. He's about 50 days off CM Punk's
Are you serious,
record.
That long? When did he win the title?
He's about that far off. I think I saw the other day.
Good grief! Has he had it since he beat Jinder Mahal last November or October? Yeah,
he's had it since he won it on the
SmackDown over here.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That is long.
So he is.
He hasn't had the best reign.
He is coming up on CM Punk's record, I believe. Yeah. So I think they might be keeping that
WrestleMania
going, so they
time
can,
would
they
be
can
a
stop talking about CM Punk, who keeps suing them.
Then we've got Ben Martin, who points out that he's the pub church guy, so he holds a church in a pub. He emailed in before.
Hang on, so he holds a church in a pub and not a pub in a church?
I can't remember which way.
No, but it's the pub in the church, is that guy.
Is it?
Yeah, he does a little bar in the church.
Okay, cool. On the latest edition of NXT, 465 at the time of writing, they were advertising tickets for TakeOver War Games in November. With the current state of things in NXT, who would you like to see in that main event and why? Keep up the consistent work and hope to see you chaps on the Saturday at Wrestling MediaCon. We'll be there, buddy. Come say hi. Find us. So what
don't
are you
find me.
For?
I'll be hiding.
Yeah. Laurie's scared.
I am scared. TakeOver War Games, I'm thinking. So we need three teams.
An Undisputed
so we need
Era,
three. We need three teams of three. So I think Undisputed Era is...
Doesn't have to be. Could be an old-fashioned five-on-five.
Yeah, true. I think it's more likely to be three teams. Because that's not the format they... Mm. Built for it last year. So I think probably Undisputed Era is a shoe-in for that. Who else do we have? Moustache Mountain, I think we could have. With Pete Dunne. We could in fact have British Strong Style there. Because they're still building that angle from this week's episode. Mm-hmm. But they're also building a Ricochet, Pete Dunne, side angle. And then who else would be the third team?
You'd have to kind of make a makeshift team.
Yeah.
Because there aren't any other big factions, are there?
No. You could
just
do
have Keith Lee by his own.
War Raiders and Keith Lee you could do.
Oh, yeah. Was it... Who teamed with War Raiders recently against the Undisputed Era? Oh. Was it Ricochet or was it Pete Dunne?
Maybe it was Ricochet.
Yeah, so that could be.
Because you
can
stick Ricochet in that match as another great. Yeah, so that I think that could be the combination. It's difficult if you're going to do three teams of three because they don't have as many factions as they had last year for that sort of thing.
Which is why I think it might go in the direction of two teams.
Two teams of five.
So two guys get to pick their team members and then you can pick throughout the entire roster. But. That would lend itself towards a Gargano Ciampa, but I don't want that to be diluted down, that feud. I just want that to be them two warring and singles.
Well, because I just also don't think Ciampa would choose a team, do you? I think he would just go, no, that's silly. I don't want to.
I'm not going
to
do that, Will.
Yeah.
Daniel O'Farrell, what would yours and Laurie's dream WWE triple threat match be with one guy from Raw, one guy from SmackDown, and one guy from NXT? I think this is something that should feature at Survivor Series. Sort of an exhibition match like that.
Yeah.
And make it a yearly deal. This is a really nice idea, Dan. Have you got any picks?
One option would be Balor and AJ, which we've seen before.
Yes.
And then Cole.
Of course.
As a Bullet Club leadership fracas.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I think that would. I think it would obviously be. Like, they are all top guys on their respective brands. Finn, maybe not so much at the moment, but Finn has the potential to be. AJ is the top guy, and Adam Cole, I think, to all intents and purposes, despite not having a belt anymore, is definitely in that top three people of NXT. So,
I've got nothing to top.
Yeah, I just think that would be great.
That's a great idea.
I mean, it depends how much they want to play into the old club vibes, but. That would be fun. What about like a women's match then? Who would if you had to pick women's?
So I would go for. Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you're trying to think of what dynamics you would play off and still make it a good match.
Yeah.
So I love Sasha. So probably Sasha in there. Becky.
Sasha Becky.
And then But who down in no one in NXT is really connected to that anymore.
It's difficult to, yeah.
I guess you could have Asuka and Kairi Sane, but yeah. Asuka if you, and Kairi, if there's you no quickly, connection there beyond yeah. Japanese.
If you could really quickly send Kairi Sane to Raw, you yeah. could do Io Shirai, yes. Asuka, Kairi Sane as
Should
a
be insane.
As a match.
But yeah, it's a bit trickier with the women's one. That British guy asks, when is Luke coming back? Tuesday. He'll be back on Tuesday from his little trip in Canada. Joe...
Unless the end of that video is a lot darker than we originally imagined.
The snuff film. I've got a great one from Joe here. Would you rather fight one Braun Strowman-sized hornswoggle or 10 hornswoggle-sized Braun Strowmans?
The thing is, hornswoggles... Obviously, dimensions are out of proportion. Mm. So, if you then proportion him up to be,
it's going to be more unstable.
A Braun Strowman-sized person, you end up with someone with a much larger torso,
yeah,
and smaller legs. So, I think maybe that.
Just picture Peter Dinklage yeah. in Infinity War.
Yes, I think yes. that's kind of what you get into, and And I feel quite uncomfortable talking about it, but that is my choice, I think, yeah. rather than 10 hornswoggle-sized Braun Strowmans.
I just think from a numbers game, I think that the 10 hornswoggle-sized Braun Strowmans would swarm you mm. pretty quickly. And their strength combined will be bigger than mm. one Braun, like at least double the amount of Braun Strowman.
One slightly off-balance Braun
yeah,
Strowman.
And you'll have to defend against... loads of Strowmans.
I just want Braun Swoggle. That's all I want.
Yeah,
that's it.
Braun Swoggle. That was that in the mix. I guess it wouldn't be a mixed match challenge. But what a tag team that we missed out on there.
Yeah.
And finally, Courtney Summers, if you could choose a surprise for All In, would you pick Neville or CM Punk?
I think Neville.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think I would prefer Neville than CM Punk.
But he's gone now. Like, we know that Neville's going to come back to wrestling.
I know, but I prefer Neville to CM Punk.
CM Punk's my guy.
Well, there you go. Then we've got a different.
Why choose CM Punk? Well, everyone enjoy All In this evening. I'll hopefully be back very groggy headed tomorrow with a little mini review. But I've been Ollie Davis. Oh, click the videos as well. And this is Patreon. I've been Ollie Davis. This has been El Fagador. And that was Rambling.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.